was reelected president four consecutive times in the United States. He was the most popular president in the history of this country. Nobody has ever come close. So freaked out was the Republican Party by the four elections he won in a row that after he was dead in 1945 and died, they passed the law which now limits all presidents to two consecutive terms. So the notion a politician in America couldn't dare tax corporations and the rich to be a program for the mass of people, he would never be reelected. The opposite is the truth. That's how you become the most popular president in American history.
That closes out our conversation with Professor Rick Wolf. We'll be back with more from Professor Wolf on next week's episode of The Extra Environmentalist, bringing you stories from the front lines of economic transition. Check out our website at www.extraenvironmentalist.com, our Twitter at twitter.com/xenvironmental, and at facebook.com/extraenvironmentalist. Thank you so much for listening, and take care. So who the hell's screaming
revolution? What is Japanese music exactly? Is it something like this?
I have such high praise for The Extra Environmentalist, which you just heard from 2 to 3, not only because of the excellence of their content, but the fastidiousness with which they adhere to their 2 to 3 program time slot, the fastidiousness I myself, undisciplined, incompetent, incapable, non-capable, am unable to do so, and I would just like to thank them, because really we're on the dot right now at 3 p.m., broadcasting from CITR, 101.9 FM, UBC, Vancouver campus. This is Queued Up. I'm Jonathan Q, and I have a terrible cold right now, and as such, the show pre-programmed as it should be, so that a slice of an hour can attain the highest degree of quality, in my case, has maybe not carried through. I do have music, though it's music I've been listening to, more so than music that I've been exploring for the sake of sharing with you. Stricken as I was unfairly, unrightfully, with this terrible cold. And you know, I just look at myself in the mirror, a sort of oven for or a host to all these processes inside me, a walking sickness factory. I don't mean that in an angst-ridden sense. I mean that in entirely according to the medical literature sense. And so it's good that I'm here, sealed at the UBC, CITR, UBC Vancouver station, inside the sealed radio chamber, because this way I can share my plight with you without the risk of an infection. And on that note, the first track of the day that we're going to play is from the recently released album Soused from Scott Walker with Sun. You're supposed to say it's Sun. The symbol itself is not part of the enunciation. And we're going to listen to the track Bull, because that's the kind of furor we could all borrow from on a day such as this, on a rainy day, a dreary day. The fastidious intolerance of the bull as it thrashes and throws itself about. Okay, this is Scott Walker with Sun. Enjoy.
Bump for Beaky, walk mail to cross. Miss the trees, won't miss the trees. Miss the bees, won't miss the bees. The leaping like a river dancer's nuts. The stuttering like a tapir nosher's futs. Miss the wind, so no banner snapping. Miss the ashes, we grab the Wednesday. Miss the sun, welding skin to armor. Custodiant migremus, custodiant migremus, custodiant migremus, custodiant migremus. Raurus dolor, bump of leaking. Inquietum dolor, bump of leaking. Hecatrica dolor, bump of leaking. Bump of leaking, bump of leaking. What is not heard? Shout the moonlight. Leave us night night. Bump of leaking. Bump the beacon! Bump the beacon!
This Monday, November 24th, the First Nations Studies Student Association and the Indigenous Studies Student Association have come together to celebrate the season with a holiday gala. We're fundraising for our UBC powwow and launching our First Nations Studies undergraduate journal. Come for our silent auction, a salmon feast, and a great lineup with spoken word, powwow dancing, traditional singing, and acoustic music from the dancers of Donald Muhammad, Rebecca Baker and Nigel Grenier, Kenton Thomas, Molly Billows, Cool Hand Youth, and more. Entry is by donation. See you there this Monday, November 24th at the UBC First Nations Longhouse. Doors are at 5. Aichka, OCM.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
So we just heard Scott Walker and Son, the collaborative album Soost. The track was Bull. Got that fantastic refrain on there, climbing higher, higher. Bit of a trying to emulate the processing of my body, of my coming to terms with what this common cold is doing to me. Physically, the debilitation, the anguish. It's a good track, and I've decided, because of the name of that track, Bull off Soost, and an upcoming track off the Hierophant, Burial Hex's new album, that the theme of today's show will be Theseus and the Minotaur, and I've just decided this right now. I've determined this to be the case. I will elaborate on this right now with the help of my guest, Morgan, who's joining us in the studio. Morgan, what do you know about Theseus and the Minotaur?
Is that the one where she gets? Is it with the girl and she gets put? Oh,
okay. Theseus.
I'm thinking of the one. Maybe it's. Is it Penelope who gets stuck in and she has the
Penelope.
String,
Penelope
the thread
was,
and she winds her way through and the Minotaur tries to eat her. That's what I'm thinking of.
Well, Morgan, let's consult. Just as I've been consulting WebMD.
On oh, did a you self-diagnose yourself with the common cold
to determine what affliction I've been besought?
Are you sure you're not
with?
Turning into a Minotaur? Did you look that up?
Penelope Minotaur, transcultural? Nope, it would appear that's incorrect. I am looking at. What appears to be a work of erotic fan fiction that is available on Google Books, Sex with the Minotaur. For the purposes of, yes, well, I, it's, please. We live in a fairly liberal society, and I can talk about this to the extent to which I can.
I don't think bestiality is
accepted
yet.
Okay, you see, now you're just talking about it in a very explicit sense, and yet this is the exact kind of behavior. It's so typical of those who prescribe social morality to then just suddenly spout out with comments which are unwarranted, unasked for.
I'm not sharing my personal opinion on it. I'm just, in general, I wouldn't say
the point
that
is the Minotaur, you see, is a dude who lived in a labyrinth, and I don't really want to talk too much, although you've instigated a lot more talking than I expected because of my cold. And I've been hoping to play as a result, labyrinthian, long songs, convoluted, comprised of dizzying arrays, dead ends, all sorts of obstacles. And you know, Theseus, if I'm not mistaken, was the you see to appease the Minotaur, tributes were thrown in, young tributes,
right?
And Theseus in a with his desire to stop this, volunteered to be thrown in.
Does he take a
with
thread
the tributes
with him?
As maybe I don't know.
Okay, I think there's something where they have a thread,
I
and
think
that's how
Penelope,
he finds his way back. Does Penelope give him the thread?
No, I think Penelope is Hades. Wife. Yeah. No, Persephone. Yeah, sorry, Persephone. I don't know who Penelope is. It's all useless, old. I mean, neither of us are applying to Harvard in the 1920s. This is hardly applicable knowledge. The point is, next up, we're going
to
play.
Students would beg to differ.
They would beg to differ that they're applying to Harvard in the 1920s.
No, that
is what they would beg to differ.
Relevant.
Okay,
that's not relevant.
Thank you, Morgan. I'm turning your microphone off. And no, I would never do that. That's censorship. But I will. Next up, we've got Travels in the Interior Districts, a tape released this year from Rollmock, who broke up shortly after the release of this tape. All Roads Lead Into the Jungle, a fine piece of what they call globalization rock. And maybe not in
Ooh.
The sense of, it's not an endorsement, Morgan. You see, this is why, the thing with criticism is you have to understand, you can't take things at face value.
What?
I don't think they're prescribing, like, neoliberal, trans, global, corporate rock.
But do you know
rock.
That? Do you know that?
Absolutely, because I listened to the song, and maybe you can listen to the song and then make your own judgments. Or maybe you can continue making your own snap judgments and live in your tiny little bubble world over there. Right where I'm circling with my left arm. This is Cue It Up, UBC CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. So that was Romok with All Roads Lead Into the Jungle from Travels in the Interior Districts. Now defunct, word of the letter of the day, D. Travels in the Interior Districts from the now defunct band, Romok. Patrick of that band is actually one of my favorite Vancouver musicians. And if you're ever in the mood to hear some sad, gazy, soft, pornographic music, give his other band a listen.
Would you
oh
be
my
listening
gosh,
to that
I
while?
Have just forgotten the name of the band. This is what the cold does to you. And you're like, look myself in the mirror, and I'm like, you're not the same person you were yesterday. You are a different person today. I didn't do anything to deserve this. So yeah, there we had it, Romok, and we were talking about the thesis and the mentor, and Morgan was criticizing me because my rambling metaphor was of no consequence, but I suggest it is of consequence, because if you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, where we are broadcasting from right now, you are Theseus. You have thrust yourself into the labyrinth, knowing what dangers lie ahead, but so that others, perhaps tuning at random, much like the fickle hand of fate, picked those children to be shipped off and eaten by a giant bull man, the fickle hand of fate would land you on this channel, and thus you would be inundated with sounds, terrifying sounds. You might crash your car. But no. Theseus, you have thrust yourself here, and so thank you for doing your part.
So the listener is on their way to CIT to stop you from broadcasting?
As an artistic patron, as a connoisseur of the arts who keeps not-for-profit community radio alive, thank you.
So they're King Minos then, because they love the Minotaur. CITR is the Minotaur, and we're consuming the listener. Is that the metaphor?
When you think about the Minotaur, I apologize for you, because it's such a phallogocentric thing. The Minotaur is sort of bestial, half man, half bull. I feel as if I've... Like it's coated with too much unsavoriness already. I've now decided that the metaphor of the day will be about Captain Ahab and Moby Dick, because we're always chasing the white whale here at CITR. Those who truly seek what is newest, what is of the new sound.
That's also unsavory.
CITR 101.9 FM.
So the listeners...
And here is some new sound from Burial Hex, who just released the album The Hierophant. This is the last track off the album. The Most Foolish Son is Always the Oldest One. And keeping
AKA John
with...
Q.
I'm the only child, Morgan.
That's the eldest
so.
Son.
You're like
the
26,
angel,
Morgan.
The angel of death
You're like
did not
26.
Make that distinction in
now,
Egypt, Jonathan.
The most foolish son is always the oldest one. Label Handmade Birds. And we're going to listen to this now. And maybe we'll talk about it afterwards. But another reason, Morgan, that I chose these labyrinthine songs for today is because I wanted to limit the amount of talking I was doing. Morgan... And so here we go with a track from Burial Hex.
Thank you. Thunder, check, no more. Hello and welcome to 433. This is a program dedicated to contemporary classical, avant-garde, experimental, and new music. Just how experimental do we get around here? Pretty experimental. Tune in every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on CITR 101.9 and get experimental.
Whoa, there, hold your reindeer. It's not Christmas yet.
It is time for the Mint Records Ridiculously Early Xmas Party, though. Drop by the Electric Owl on Saturday, November 29th for performances by Rennie Wilson, Duotang, Supermoon, Agface, Jay Arner, Energy Slime featuring Jay Arner, DJ Duncan McHugh spinning some Jay Arner, and a bunch of other bands that Jay Arner may or may not have anything to do with. Visit mintrex.com for more details.
Remember, it's this November 29th at the Electric Owl.
What are you doing, you layabout? It's only November. Get back to making toys. Get back to work.
The Mint Christmas Ridiculously Early Party. Ridiculously Early Cold.
It's refreshing in its
early
in its newness.
Do you have anything to say about that? Newness. I like that. New Coke, new life. Morgan, how's your day going?
It's been good. I met with Volunteer. We're making a really cool narrative piece about people's perceptions of their own disabilities or abilities, as the case may be.
What would the case in my case be?
Well, I can't speak for you. The whole point of this is that people are telling their own story and providing their own perceptions. So it would really be up to you to how you want to frame your own life, Jonathan.
That's a solipsism, and I don't care for it, Morgan. And really, I am not in control. The cold is in control of me now. It has occupied every faculty I possess. I now exist to perpetuate this cold within me. Morgan, do you have any phlegmy drinks I could drink to make myself super phlegmy? Some caffeinated beverages, perhaps? It's anything super phlegmy, I'll drink now.
I've never had that request. I did used to work at managed a coffee shop back home in Hazleton, British Columbia.
What was the name of that coffee shop?
It was Mercedes Beans and Model
Terrible.
T's. Do you get the pun?
Terrible. Please repeat it. I'm going to make sure you're very... Okay, please it's repeat Mercedes. It slowly. Could you, like, whisper
Mercedes.
It? No, just, like, whisper it into the microphone. And, yeah, like, see, like this. Like this.
Like this?
Yeah.
Like Mercedes Beans?
Yeah, no, one more
Is
time.
Is there a bit more popping? I feel
yeah,
like this
one more time.
Happening.
One more time.
It's
just
Mercedes
okay,
Beans.
That's great.
Mercedes
just,
Beans.
For the whole thing.
Mercedes Beans.
No, the whole thing.
Mercedes Beans and Model T's.
Terrible. That is the kind of small town comedy you can only expect from a town like Hazleton. And you know what is more, next month, the filmic event of Canada 2014,
Canada.
Corner Gas, the movie.
Oh, can't wait. I'm being genuine. I'm very
I know
excited.
You are. That's why I laughed genuinely. Okay. So we're going to play Cinema Caves and then we're going to play some actress to leave us out. That was Burial Hex. The most foolish son is always the oldest one off his album, The Hierophant, just released. A lot of sentimentality there. Lots of sort of just earnest sounds being used in a kind of
earnest,
like unironic
context. Gas is comedy.
Yes, kind of like Corner Gas, except I would say Corner Gas is actually nihilistic, if anything. I think Brent Butt knows what he's doing. Brent Butt knows what he's doing, and he's grasping on to this fetid corpse of Canadianism and lifting it above his head. And like it's the emperor has no clothes, but people are just lapping it up with their little beaver hats on, lapping it up.
I think what kind of beaver
nonsense
hats?
White Canadianism that I have to tolerate because it infiltrates
me. Yeah, that is
true.
It is very white. Mm. There's a couple First Nations characters. One owns a business. And one is a police officer.
A stupid police officer.
Well, I mean, honestly, all the characters are quite, I would say, unintelligent. But let's not use any ableist language here, Jonathan.
This is a
safe space.
Fair enough.
But I mean, I think
unarticulate police officer who often bumbles into situations at the chiding of his co-worker.
But Karen Pelly is also not the most effective efficient police officer.
That is a woman. Attractive, smart.
Jonathan.
All right, so we're gonna play some music now. Cinema Caves.
Also, everyone
Forever
in the show is
Dilating
single,
Eye.
Now that I'm thinking about
that's
it.
That's because sex doesn't exist on CTV. Okay, did you understand this? On CBC, sex does not exist in the Canadian media. All right, it just doesn't.
I'm just wondering now what the social commentary is with that.
I don't know. Maybe we should all take time to reflect on that while the next track plays. Cinema Caves, Forever Dilating Eye. This is off the soundtrack of recent independent film Beyond the Black Rainbow, which is a Vancouver production. Very mixed feelings on that movie, from what I understand.
Have you seen it?
Here you go. Enjoy. No, I haven't seen it. I'm not a machine made to ingest media like so many people are nowadays. Have you seen this? Have you read this? Oh, what do you mean you haven't seen it? You haven't seen this? You haven't read it?
Little...
You haven't listened to this yet? You haven't... Oh, look at me. I'm Morgan. I just watch everything. I got a radio and I got Netflix and a video game consoles. And I just plug myself in. Goodbye, world. No outside stimulus, please. Just what you can feed me through the radio and TV and the internet. Give me 20 Facebook updates. Slow. We'll be right back.
See, now that would be.
Yeah, you got my Netflix.
See, that would be played right at the point where Theseus is coming face to face with the Minotaur.
Oh, would it? Face to face?
Yes.
Face the horrors.
And then it stops there because it's a cliffhanger ending.
It's a cliffhanger ending.
Because unlike.
Because that's how they keep you watching. That's how they keep you consuming media.
It's not.
Cliffhanger endings.
It's not a self-contained episode.
How are those seasons of Lost going?
I'm only on season two. There's
okay, well,
too
you
many
know
episodes.
What else? You know, it's not self-contained, good and all, but you know, yeah, it's the self-containment that allows it to be perpetuated over such a strenuously, exceedingly long time. Corner Gas.
What?
In theaters, December. 5 years. What have the residents of Dog River been up to? Probably doing whippets.
Well,
nah, they're... I'm sorry. That's classist. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, John, you should be thrown to the Minotaur. Okay, next time there's a tribute needed, I will submit your name.
I would volunteer myself. So this has been queued up. Thanks for being a guest, Morgan.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Okay, I wouldn't say I had you necessarily, but thanks for coming in anyway. This is queued up. CITR 101.9 FM. UBC, Vancouver. Coming up next, we have Asian Wave. And to play us out, we've got Zool Particles from Actress.